stations for northern Utah. At Salt Lake City, under mostly sunny skies, the temperature was 65 degrees. The dew point was 42 with a relative humidity of 43%. The wind was southeast at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.10 inches and steady. In Upton, it was sunny with a temperature of 60 degrees. The wind was southeast at 13 miles an hour. The temperature was 61 degrees in Provo, and the wind was south at 7 miles an hour. Elsewhere across the area, it was sunny, with a temperature of 49 at Logan, 63 at Wendover, 53 at Evanston, Wyoming, and 55 at Delta. And in southern Utah, it was sunny. It was 55 at Milford, 68 at St. George, and 55 at Cedar City. High pressure will shift east today, allowing for a very warm southwesterly flow aloft. A cold front will cross the state Tuesday into Wednesday, followed by colder trough for the upcoming weekend. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for the western two-thirds of Utah and southwest Wyoming. For today and tonight, waters will continue to run swift and cold in streams and rivers across the outlook area. Remember to keep children and pets at a safe distance from waterways, as these flows can be very dangerous. Increasing southwesterly flow today will spread a very warm air mass into the outlook area, with record high temperatures possible. This warm air mass combined with increasing winds will also produce critical fire weather conditions across portions of western and southern Utah. And now the extended outlook for the period Tuesday through Sunday. A cold front is expected to cross northern Utah Tuesday, then linger into Wednesday, bringing a chance for showers and isolated thunderstorms to portions of northern Utah. South of this front, warm and windy conditions will continue to bring critical fire weather conditions on deep portions of southern Utah. A colder and more potent storm system is expected to cross the region Friday into Saturday, bringing a good chance of valley rain and high elevation snowfall. Spotter information statement. Weather spotters are encouraged to report significant weather conditions according to standard operating procedures. And now the flash flood potential rating for southern Utah. Arches National Park, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Bryce Canyon National Park, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Canyonlands National Park, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Capitol Reef National Park, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Glen Canyon National Rec Area, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Grand Staircase near Escalante, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Natural Bridges and Grand Gulch, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. San Rafael Swell, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Zion National Park, today, dry. Tuesday, dry. Here is the forecast for the following area in Utah, Salt Lake and the Willow Valleys. Today, sunny, breezy, warmer. Record highs in the lower 90s. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 60. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour early in the evening. Tuesday, breezy, partly cloudy. Cooler. Highs around 80. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of rain showers after midnight. Mostly cloudy. Cooler. Lows around 50. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour in the evening. Wednesday, a chance of rain showers in the morning, then a chance of rain showers, and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Partly cloudy. Cooler. Highs in the mid-60s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 30%. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers. Lows around 40. Thursday and Thursday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. Lows in the mid-40s. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of showers 30%. Friday night through Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers. Lows around 50. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers 40%. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs around 70.